It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
All right, welcome back after a little absence to the PowerMizzou.com podcast. And, of course, all the news this week is about Missouri hiring a new basketball coach. And new in the sense that if you don't know a lot about Missouri basketball before, say, 2000, but certainly a familiar name to Missouri fans and also to a lot of people in Warrensburg, Missouri. And that's where we're going to go for this week's podcast. We're going to talk to University of Central Missouri Athletic Director Jerry Hughes. Jerry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Gabe. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. I don't know if an athletic director's schedule at a school like Central Missouri is as hectic as, say, Mike Alden's has been the last couple weeks, but I'm sure you're busy. You've got to find a new basketball coach now.
The athletic director jobs are in really much difference. I mean, when you're doing a search, especially as high profile as our program is, you're fielding lots of phone calls and getting lots of emails and trying to work through the process.
Now, the first question that everybody told me I had to ask you when I told people on our website that you were going to be our guest on the podcast, they said, you got to find out why he's on Twitter with a Darth Vader avatar. So that's obviously the most important thing. What's the story?
Well, there's some background there. That goes back. I've been in the league as well. I was a coach in the early 80s with Lynn Nance, involved in that national championship in the early 80s. And then I've been the AD here for 31 years. And we're kind of known against our rivals in the league as Darth Vader. I'm known as the Darth Vader of the MIAA. we're the evil empire of the MIAA, which is, I think a compliment. You know, if people look at you, I mean, we're the school that people like to hate. Because we've been so successful. So what started that was a few years ago, I hired Dave Slifer, who was a very successful women's basketball coach from Missouri Western, and the St. Joe News Press wrote an article that I swept in and my Death Star and hired him and took him down to the evil empire of the University of Central Missouri and referred to me in the article as the Darth Vader, Don Corleone of the Central Missouri. So my staff got a kick out of that, and so they encouraged me. So that's why I have the Darth Vader.
That's great. That's a way better story than I was expecting, actually. I just thought you were maybe a big Star Wars fan. But
Well, my grandkids are, and my kids were, I've seen them when my kids were young, but I'm not a diehard Darth Vader fan. But that's the story behind why I have the Darth Vader avatar.
Okay. Now, I found it pretty interesting. Speaking of Twitter, I mean, a lot of times in a coaching search, if Missouri's out looking for a coach, say, I don't think Wichita State's athletic director would have been real excited to send Greg Marshall to Missouri, or, you know, Xavier's athletic director wouldn't have been hoping Chris Mack leaves. But, you know, it was pretty obvious that you guys were promoting Kim for this job. You really hoped that he got it. Obviously a little different dynamic at work, but can you talk about that a little bit, just how much everyone in Warrensburg really actually wanted Kim to get this?
Well, Gabe, we don't, we all love University of Missouri. I mean, I'm a Missourian. I grew up in Versailles, Missouri. I coached Barry Laurie, who I played with Bill Laurie, and I coached Barry Laurie, and I was a big Missouri Tiger basketball fan, football, basketball, as a kid, and my family had season tickets, and most of the people in Warrensburg are that way. And so, I watched Kim play and John Brown and Al Everhart. I can go through all the names, when your dad was covering them all the time for the Star. And so, when I reached out to Kim, when he was at the Big 12, I thought he'd do a great job here, and he did. And, three Final Fours. And so national championships, numerous conference championships. And I thought, boy, if he has a shot, that's great. It's great for the University of Central Missouri, but it's great for the University of Missouri. It's great for the state of Missouri and great for him. I mean, he paid his dues here. So you know, anytime I didn't put anything, I didn't tweet anything myself, but I retweeted several things, which I know you guys in the media saw. And and anytime somebody had a nice thing about to say about him, I retweeted it. So it's bittersweet for us, obviously, but I knew that was a dream job of Kim. I mean, he and I spent a lot of time on bus rides and talking over the last 12 years. And, you know, I'm really close to him and his dad and his, of course, his sister is my senior associate AD and you know, just a class family. And so I just, you know, people you're close to and really care about, you want the best for them. And that's what I wanted for him.
I thought it was pretty interesting during Kim's press conference here on Tuesday morning that the only, I mean, we all knew and we all could tell how much this job means to Kim, but the only two times he really got emotional was when he was talking about the people at Central and having to meet with his team and talk to you about the fact that he was taking this job. Can you tell me about when you and Kim talked, you know, when he officially found out that it was done and what that conversation was like?
We hugged. He's a class act, and he busted his tail for us. And you know, I went down with him to talk to the team because I wanted to be there after he finished. So I could tell the team what the next step was going to be and how I was going to proceed on to hire the new coach. But you know, he was very emotional with the team. You know, it was hard for him. You know, I mean, these are guys that, you know, people that aren't in the business. I mean, you're close to it. You know, you cover them all. You know, when you're in and out of that, you know, that locker room all year long and the gyms and on the bus and whatever, you know, you get close to a bunch of guys. And these guys fought hard for him. And obviously, if they hadn't done what they did, he wouldn't probably have this opportunity. So it was really emotional. You know, I was so happy for him and Melissa and his family. Yeah, it was a touching time.
Talking with Central Missouri Athletic Director Jerry Hughes, and Jerry said something interesting there. You know, if they hadn't done what they'd done last year, Kim might not get this opportunity. I mean, do you think that winning that whole thing, because I found it interesting, Kim's not a better or worse coach than he was 2 months ago, but winning that one extra game and winning that national title, did you get the feeling that really opened eyes and that was a big deal?
Well, you know, I think, Gabe, I said this all along when we were on that road. You know, Central Missouri, you know, we get good coverage, but obviously, you know, if University of Missouri is doing really good, or if KU is doing really good, or if K-State's doing really good, or when Wichita State was filling, you know, the media in Kansas City or St. Louis, I mean, those are the people that the media, that's going to be the storylines. Well, all of them were done when we were making our run. And so we were getting unbelievable coverage from newspapers and all around the state, from radio stations having Kim on. And so I think we were elevated to a limelight that we, as a Division II institution, wouldn't have normally been in. And we were there, and then when we make the run and people watch us on CBS College Sports on Thursday night when we won, I mean, Kim and my phone blew up. I mean, they're from Twitters to Facebook to emails to text, you know, and then the same thing after the national championship game. So, you know, you would have to ask Mike, I don't know if we don't win that thing, if Missouri, I mean, he probably could have still been on the radar for them, but you know, that's a nice crowning jewel, to win, have a national championship coach at any level coming into you.
Now, Kim obviously took it head on in his press conference, said, listen, I've heard all the doubts, you know, all the skeptics about why maybe I can't do this job or I'm not the right guy. You've heard him too. So I give you a minute. Why can Kim Anderson do this job? Why will he do well at this level?
Well, first of all, I'm older than he is. You know, I'm 65 and I'm still going, and, you know, I don't feel like I'm 65. I think, you know, the one thing that I don't think people realize, and you see a lot of coaches that are older than me still, you know, going around. And when I was here, I coached against Bo Ryan, so I know Bo pretty well. But I think being around college kids keeps you young. You know, that's the one thing you hear out there. But why Kim Anderson will do well is because he has all the values of fundamental basketball that make winning basketball. And by that, I mean, his teams always have played great defense. I mean, you go back and look about every year here in the MIAA, which is a great basketball league in Division II, he has led the league in defense. And we led the league in defense this year. And the reason we beat the three teams that were at the Elite Eight, that were three of the top scoring teams in the country, was because of our defense. We held them, you know, national championship team game, we held that team 23 or 4 points below their average. Secondly, his teams know what a good shot is. They'll run if they have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't have a good opportunity to push the ball down the floor, they'll pull up and they'll run offense and get a good shot. And he gets good shots, and he instructs his team for them to be role players and know what their role is and what shot each player should take. And thirdly, his teams rebound real well, very well. So, I mean, if you play good defense, your team takes good shots, and you rebound, you win. I mean, that's a pretty simple success to winning basketball. I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, any of us have coached it or been around it, and, you know, and that's what he did here. I mean, you look at his record. I mean, on the active coaches in Division II, he's in the top five right now, winning percentage-wise.
What did you see in him when you hired him in 2002? He'd never been a head coach. What did you see in him that made you think that this is the guy? This is the guy for us at that time.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of great coaches come through here. I mean, you can go back and look at the record of who all's been here at Central Missouri, and like we all do as ADs. You know, sometimes, you know, I've made a lot of great hires and I've made some bad hires, and I hired a coach that. Was a very successful coach. He won a national championship, but he didn't have any Midwest roots. He was from the East Coast. He could connect to the high school coaches in the state and the around the area to get the key players in, and that's what I thought I needed. I needed somebody to go back and connect with the high school coaches in the state of Missouri, and get more Missouri kids. And you look on Kim's team this year, we had 9 Missouri kids. And, you know, we may have got them as a freshman. They may have been a transfer, but they were Missouri kids. And so I thought we needed that in 12 years ago. And it worked. I mean, he's known by so many high school and junior college coaches all around the state and the Midwest. Those kids had the work ethic that we were looking for here. And I think you'll find the same thing at the University of Missouri. And so, that's why I was willing to give him the opportunity for his first head coaching job. And, you know, we talked long and hard, Gabe, during that. You know, he had a great job as associate commissioner of the Big 12, making a good salary. And I went up to the Big 12 tournament, met with him a couple times during that time. And he finally agreed to do it. And the rest is history.
Hey, you mentioned all the successful coaches, and for a lot of people listening, Missouri fans probably don't know this. I didn't know this until this week. I mean, Fog Allen, Jim Wooldridge, Joe B. Hall, Gene Bartow, these guys all coached at Central Missouri. I mean, that goes back a long way. This is not exactly an unprecedented jump that Kim's making. You've had a lot of guys through there.
Well, I mean, yeah, you go all the way back. I mean, you said Fog Allen, and then there's one that a lot of people don't know, Tom Scott in the early 40s, left here to go to North Carolina, ended his career at Davidson, and he was president of the NABC in the 40s, in the 50s. And then you go to the 60s, and you had Joe Behar and Gene Bartow leave here for Division I jobs. I mean, Joe B., who I talk to quite often, now still down in Kentucky, but he went here as an assistant. Left here as assistant at Kentucky, and Gene left here and took a Division I job. I mean, and then you jump to the 80s. You had Tom Smith went from here to Valpo. You had Lynn Nance went from here and ended up at University of Washington. And then Jim Wooldridge, which we all know, you know, was at K-State, but he was with the Chicago Bulls with Tim Floyd for a period of time. And then at Bob Sundvold was here, and Bob went to UMKC. And then the coach that it was my fault. I made a bad hire. And then Kim Anderson. So we've had an unbelievable amount of coaches leave here and go to Division I.
Now, one of Kim's coaches, Brad Luce, it's been reported, is also following him to Missouri. Tell Missouri fans a little bit about Brad.
Well, Brad, you know, comes from a great coaching family. You know, his dad, Dave Luce, Brad was born in St. Louis. You know, Brad and I enjoy a lot of good times talking about Cardinal baseball because we're big Cardinal baseball fans, both of us. And but he was born in St. Louis. His dad coached in St. Louis. His dad's now the head coach at Austin Peay down in Tennessee, and they've been a very strong program in the OVC. And Brad played down there, played at Austin Peay for his dad, and he came here early on as a GA for us, and then worked in an assistant job, and eventually became the associate head coach. But he and Kim have been together all 12 years. He was the GA the first year Kim was here. You know, he's a great X and O guy. He's a great scout. He runs a lot of the practices, preparation, as they prepare the game plan. He and Kim think a lot alike. I mean, you will see sometime if Kim is during a timeout trying to get a point across to an official, Brad will be in the huddle coaching the team. So they're on the same page. They know, you know, Kim trusts him to do that. And he's a very good recruiter. He's brought a lot of great players in here. He's got a lot of connections, and obviously in the state of Tennessee and Kentucky, where he's from, but he's brought a lot of great players in here from Texas. So he's well connected. And then he knows, once again, like him, over the years, he's learned all the high school coaches in the state of Missouri. So I think he'll be very good in that realm. Very outgoing, very personable, but a very knowledgeable X and O guy.
Couple more minutes here with Central Missouri AD Jerry Hughes. And Jerry, what's next for you guys? I mean, you know, do you scour the country and go through pretty much the same process Mike Alden just went through?
Yes. In fact, I've been, you know, I went from, I've told a couple of people, I went from last week from reporters emailing me and tweeting to me and trying to call me to find out what was going on, mm-hmm. to coaches and search firms calling me, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of quality basketball people in the last 3 days about candidates. Like any good AD, which I consider myself, I've got some people in mind right now, but I've talked to Dana Altman, I've talked to Greg Marshall, I've talked to Tony Bennett at Virginia. I mean, I've talked to a gamut of quality Division I coaches recommending people, talking to them about people. So we'll get another good one in here. You know, we may not get necessarily get a true Missourian like Kim Anderson, but we'll get a good quality coach in here, because the one thing Kim and Brad did not do, they did not leave the cover bare. I mean, we've got seven players that played a lot of time, a lot of minutes left off that national championship team to build around coming back.
Until you said you talked to those guys about recommending people, I thought I had a big scoop that like Greg Marshall and Tony Bennett were candidates for the Central Missouri job.
I will tell you, Gabe, I did have fun with Greg the other day. In fact, I just talked to him yesterday, and he was recommending a coach. And I said, Greg, I thought you were calling let me know your interest in this program. I know you've got a good deal with airplanes at Wichita State, and we do have an aviation school. We got a bunch of airplanes out here, so I thought maybe you might be want this job. So, and he got a big kick out of it. We had a big laugh over it.
All right, last thing for you, Jerry. Just I don't know whether you were able to watch or listen to Kim's press conference or whatever, but just, you know, a guy you've known for so long, and what were the emotions like when you saw obviously how much it meant to Kim and him talking and addressing all the people down in Columbia?
Bittersweet. You know, I did watch it, Gabe. I thought he hit a home run. I thought he did an excellent job. You know, he thinks on his feet. He's good on his feet. You know. I thought he did a really nice job, and I knew that he would get that outpouring, because, you know, over the course of years, as he and I would move around the state at various functions, or we'd be playing golf someplace or whatever the case may be, you know, he'd always have people would tell me, you know, well, he ought to be coaching at Missouri. Well, you know, and I don't mean that at all as a bash on mm-hmm. Mike or the University of Missouri. I'm just saying that was a comment. And I was thinking to myself, finally, he's there. And that's great for him.
Yeah, well, I know you mentioned earlier you're a big Missouri fan. A lot of people in Warrensburg are, and I think your program has picked up a lot of followers down here in the last month. I know I watched that national title game. Can't tell you I've ever been invested in a Division II basketball game before, but that was fun, and congratulations on everything that's gone on up there.
Well, you know, good Division II basketball is a good game to watch. I mean, the only thing we don't have is we don't have those big 6'11", 7-footers hanging around the rim. But, you know, we've got quality guards and quality wing players. But, we have. And the one thing, as I said earlier, you know, time eats everything. And we hit the perfect storm. So we got a lot of media coverage, and we got a lot of people all around the state that have called me and that watched the game and so forth and so on. And it doesn't hurt to be live on CBS going into the regional final, the first day of regional final games. That's a pretty good time slot.
Yeah, well, you know, players might be a little bit different, but I watched a game down here in late October, and Dalen Robinson was the best player on the floor that night. So you got some good ones over there.
Yeah, we had, for all but the last 7 or 8 minutes, we were right in that thing. Of course, you know, Missouri had great players. You knew it. You knew they were going to make a run, and that's the way those games are supposed to come out. You know, we want to play them hard, but obviously we take a paycheck out of there, so you know they need to win. So,
all right. Well, Jerry, I appreciate you taking some time, and good luck finding your next coach.
Well, thank you, Gabe.
All right, have a good one.
Tell your dad hi for me.
We'll do so. Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
That is Jerry Hughes, athletic director at Central Missouri, which we all now know is the Darth Vader of the MIAA conference. And, hey, you can hear it talking to Kim. You can hear it talking to Mr. Hughes there. A lot of people in Warrensburg certainly rooting for Kim Anderson to do very well. Obviously, a lot of people in Columbia hoping the same. Podcast is going to be hit or miss a little bit between now and the beginning of football camp in August, but we will try to, you know, chase down, maybe be able to get some members of Kim Anderson's staff on here, kind of get to know those guys a little bit better over the next few months. Obviously, you know some of them pretty well. Tim Fuller yesterday is confirmed staying on. Brian Tabaldi this morning, we had the news that he is staying on Kim Anderson's staff. Still one assistant coach spot. We'll try to check in with Brad Luce after that becomes official, maybe get him on the podcast in the next week or two. Just kind of a potpourri of things over the next few months, maybe some former Missouri players, coaches, whatever we can do to kind of keep things going between now and August when SEC football season number 3 begins. But thanks for listening, and we'll be back, I don't know, another time.